The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a nice weekend. Let's get the week started, shall we? It is the 24th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, people over in the UK have always been wondering, I wonder what it's like to deal with Comcast over in the US of A. Well, you might be able to figure out that soon. Well, yeah, that's because Comcast has won an auction to acquire UK telecommunications company Sky. Yep, they're going to pay $38.8 billion to overtake Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox company. So what are they going to get with almost $40 billion? Well, they're going to get 23 million European subscribers to start with, and all of its entertainment assets. The only thing left to do is Sky shareholders to say, yep, go ahead, it's a go. Now, a lot of people thought, well, surely it'll be Fox that'll take it over. Apparently, the money just wasn't enough. I'm sure we'll have even more details about the buyout in the coming days. But until then, if you are a Sky subscriber, go check out Wikipedia for Comcast. You're gonna love that read. Will there be accessories? Nah, there won't be accessories. Well, now it looks like there may be accessories. What accessories am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about for the Google Pixel. We all know that Google's about to announce the new Pixel 3, the Pixel 3 XL. And at first we were hearing, no, it's just going to be the phones, that's it, no accessories involved. Except, maybe the Pixel stand. Yes, we've talked about this stand before, nothing much really came of it. That is until now that 9to5 Google is actually spotting an animation showing the Pixel stand in action. Apparently, the animation is in the Google app and is currently hidden from the users, but it will be enabled after the stand is launched. As far as the animation showing, it shows a device charging on the stand and then scrolling through pictures. Yeah, I know, not a whole heck of a lot to go on. We're so far into this show now, you can pretty much see that the news today was not a whole heck of a lot to go on. Guess we'll find out more coming next month on October 9th. Finally, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, oh, happy birthday, Android. Yeah, can you believe it? Happy birthday to you, 10 years old today. Yes, that's right, the world seen the very first Android phone 10 years ago. Well, as of yesterday. Yes, the official name was the Google HTC T-Mobile G1, or later called the HTC Dream. And its mission back then? To compete with the iPhone. And as we said at first, it didn't do so well. It was kind of big, yeah, 17 millimeters. The resolution kind of sucked, 320 by 480. And yeah, the real keyboard was the only keyboard, no virtual keyboard involved. Now, for the first Android phone, I mean, it didn't do too bad in sales. Actually, in the first 6 months of release, actually sold more than 1 million units. And you also might remember, in the States at least, it came out with a 2-year contract for T-Mobile at $179. Wow, gone are those days of those prices, aren't they? But you know what's even funnier now? It's somehow the G1 predicted the future. It didn't have a headphone jack. Ha ha! And we're complaining about Apple's no headphone jack now. So we shouldn't blame Tim Cook. Nah, let's blame Google. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for our podcast, our blog reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out now. Also, find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come and join us. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, smile, it's Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.